Chapter 11. We can see you. It takes me about 5 times as long as the others, but eventually, I climbed the teeny tiny top. When all 3 of us are steady, Bree rings the doorbell. Since the door is all glass, we know someone's there. We see a woman sitting at her kitchen table sipping a cup of tea. I guess it's the fairy Chasnay. She's about my mom's age, maybe a little younger, and she's wearing a strapless white dress. She has light brown skin, and her brown hair is pulled back in a tight French braid. She glances up and sees us looking at her. A clear disadvantage to having a glass house is that you can't pretend you're not home. Luckily, Chasnay seems happy to see us and hurries over to open the door.
"Princess Brianna," she says warmly. "I haven't seen you since you were a baby. Come in, come in. Would you like some tea?"
People in the Kingdom of Rose really, really like tea. I step onto the glass floor and instantly wish I was back on the rope ladder. It feels like I'm stepping on ice that could break at any moment. "Do not look down," I tell myself. "Do not look down."
"No, thank you," Bree says. "These are my commoner friends, Abby and Jonah," she adds.
I resist the urge to roll my eyes.
"We're here to ask for your help. Remember the spell you did back when I was a baby? To make me not die?"
"Of course I do," Chasnay says, sitting back down. "It got messed up," I say. Then I grip the side of the kitchen table in case the floor cracks. Which doesn't make sense if you think about it. If the floor cracks, the table is going down too.
"But you're alive," the fairy says to Bree. "So something worked."
Bree nods.
"I am alive, but I need you to put me back to sleep. Can you make me another spell? We need 2 spells, actually. 3, I correct.
3 spells? Chasnay huffs. "Is there an occasion I'm being invited to? I don't grant whifticles for no reason."
"Whifticles?" I repeat. Did I hear her right? I'm pretty sure that is not a word.
"It's a shorter way of saying magical wish gifts," Chasnay explains.
Jonah scrunches his eyebrows.
"Shouldn't that be ma-wishfts?"
"Whifticles sounds better," Chasnay insists. I can't help but agree.
"It was my 15th birthday a few weeks ago," Bree says.
Chasnay shakes her head.
"You already had a whiftical party, Princess Brianna. You can't have another one. It's 1 whiftical party per person. That's the law of the land. So, unless someone else is having a birthday, I'm afraid I can't help you."
I need to do something.
"It's Jonah's birthday, too," I blurt.
Jonah looks surprised.
"It is?"
I elbow him in the side.
"It is!
Or it will be in July. Unfortunately, it's not July in Smithville or Rose right now." He nods.
"It is! I'm turning..."
I expect him to say 8.
10.
I roll my eyes. "He's 10?
I'm 10. Jonah is 7. Chasnay is never going to believe that he's turning 10. No one would believe that we're the same age, right? Right?" "Happy birthday," Chasnay says with a smile. 10 is a wonderful age."
"Seriously? She believes him? Do we look like twins?"
"No, we do not."
"Wait, Chasnay doesn't know that I'm 10. Maybe she thinks I'm older. Like 11. Or maybe 12. Yes, that must be it."
"Are you having a party?"
Chasnay asks.
"Yes," I say quickly. "He is. Today. Can you come?"
"I would be happy to. What time should I be there?"
I look at Bree. She shrugs, her eyes wide.
6?
"That should give us a few hours to prepare."
"We'll see you then," I say.
"Great," Chasnay says. "Which other fairies are you inviting?"
"You're our favorite, so we're inviting only you," Bree says.
Chasnay smiles again.
That's very sweet. But if you want 3 whifticles, you'll have to invite more than just me. I only grant 1 whiftical per birthday person. Can't you make an exception? I ask. She shakes her head sadly. If I made an exception for you, I'd have to make an exception for everyone, now wouldn't I?
I thought she was the nice one, Jonah whispers.
I guess we'll just have to invite more fairies to the party, I say. Chasnay's eyes light up. Fantastic! I haven't seen the other fairies in a while. No one's had a whiftical party since what happened at Princess Brianna's. She leans in closer to us and lowers her voice. Are you going to invite Carlotta this time? I freeze. Isn't Carlotta the mother of Lottie? Wasn't she the one who cast the spell that almost killed Bree? No way, Bree says. She's evil. We don't have to invite her. She retired, I say, feeling relieved. But we should probably invite her daughter. We don't want to upset anyone. I don't know, Bree counters. She wasn't that helpful earlier today. We can't not invite her, I say. Remember what happens when you don't invite everyone? I mind pricking my finger and then a swoon. I say we invite all 13 fairies.
At least they have enough plates this time, Jonah says.
They have enough plates for the entire kingdom, I snort. Hey, Chasnay, I have a question. Do you have to grant us the whifticles we ask for? She takes a long sip of tea.
We don't have to do anything.
So we could get 13 whifticles that we don't even want? I ask. That won't solve any of our problems.
I'd suggest that Jonah register for a widgistry, Chasnay says.
A what? I ask.
A magical wish registry, she clarifies. What's a registry? Jonah asks.
I turn to him to explain. Remember when Auntie Jen got married and we went on her online registry and bought her an ice cream maker? She had picked out a bunch of stuff that she wanted. It's like a wish list.
Exactly, Chasnay says.
Just write out a widgistry on a piece of paper and leave it by the food at the party. The fairies will take a look and decide what they want to give you.
I wish I'd been able to register, Bree says wistfully.
Your parents registered on your behalf, Chasnay says, and you got everything on the list. You are definitely the princess who has it all. Well, except what I was going to give you before I had to change mine.
What were you going to give me?
Bree asks. Chasnay smiles sadly.
Happiness.
Bree blinks, and then blinks again. I can't help but feel bad for Bree. She has everything any girl would want. Brains, courage, beauty, even the ability to play the piano. But she's miserable. Maybe she'll be happy in the future?
Let's go, I say finally. We've got a party to prepare for.
Bree, Jonah, and I wave goodbye to Chasnay, and then we climb back down the rope ladder, this time all together. I poke my brother with my foot.
You're turning 10, Jonah?
Really?
Why not? Jonah says, shimmying down. I could be 10. Look what I can do.
He holds onto the rope with one hand and swings.
Stop it, Jonah! Can you at least try to act like you're 10?
I'm holding on for dear life.
Bree reaches the ground first.
I don't know how we're going to throw a party. My parents won't allow it.
Why not? Jonah asks. It's my 10th birthday.
Is not, I mutter.
You're the one who said it was, Jonah retorts.
Maybe we can get your parents to leave court, I say. I emphasize the word court because, well, because I love it.
We're going to court. Take me to court. I'm going to be late for court.
If only I had a long black robe and a gavel, then I'd really get to call all the shots. The rope ladder sways and I snap back to reality. Now is not the time for judge fantasies.
How do we do that? Jonah asks, stepping on the ground.
I'm the only one still on the rope. 2 more steps. Almost there. Why does this fairy tale involve so much climbing anyway? I'd expect that if we were in Rapunzel, but Sleeping Beauty? Shouldn't we be doing more resting and napping? Anyway. We can send them to another yard sale, I suggest, as I reach the bottom of the ladder and finally feel the ground beneath my feet. And by feet, I mean my very, very dirty socks. My heart rate returns to normal. What if there isn't another yard sale today? Bree asks.
We can make one up, Jonah says.
Jonah, when did you get so sneaky? I wonder. You want to send Bree's parents on a wild goose chase? My brother smirks.
Exactly.
Bree nods. It would have to be somewhere far away, so they're not back too quickly.
We better get a move on, Tom calls out. It's going to start raining soon.
He and Felix are already back on their horses waiting for us. Felix is actually sitting on his sideways, which can't be safe. A drop of water lands on my head, again. Too bad Sleeping Beauty doesn't know Mary Poppins. I could use an umbrella.